Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we are going to talk about offline marketing integration and how you can easily combine that with mobile updates for exciting customer experiences.
I mean, how far is your social reach? Are you reaching your target audience? Today, we're going to discuss adding offline marketing right to mobile. I mean, it's pretty easy. There's three takeaways that we want you to know about today, where offline marketing efforts assist with mobile.
So before we do that,
yeah,
Hazel, let's do the regular. You take the 2 minutes and tell all of our new listeners who might not understand how mobile wallet marketing or mobile wallet advertising or updates work.
Well, mobile wallet marketing is a direct access marketing and communication tool with customers using their mobile phones. These are mobile wallet passes that sit in a mobile wallet. On iPhone, it sits in Apple Wallet. On Android phones, you use a third-party pass app. And these passes have a front and a back to them. The front has the logo of your company, the name of your company, and your tag or your headline. Back of the pass is features like call to action with your phone number, email, navigate to, if you have a store, navigate to your store, has social media links, takes you right to your app, if you have an app, can take you to your video, can take you to your podcast, wherever you want to drive your content. That's what mobile wallet marketing is in a nutshell.
Super, thanks. So let's get started. And I think that number one of our big takeaways here is, how do you inspire offline engagement using mobile updates?
Well, I think the best way to explain this is to mention one of our clients. She's given us permission to use her pass and details of how she uses her pass. Her name is Seasonal Lee. She has seasonal produce and going from one farmer's market to another throughout the year. And as she mentions where she's going to be on the pass and what produce she has right on the mobile wallet pass.
So let me ask you a question. The last time I looked at her account, she was kind of set up where she had, I guess, a different mobile update for each one of the markets that she goes to regularly. So when she's at like the Larkspur Market on Sunday afternoons, that has a specific pass that is only for her Larkspur customers. And then like her Wednesday Alameda pass, that's a different pass. So she's not updating everybody. She's only updating the people that are expecting to be at that specific market.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, got it.
Yes. And she updates the pass. And that's the form of engagement right there to her value clients, informing them where she's going to be. You know, if there's a storm or rainstorm out, she'll tell them she's canceling and she won't make it that day. That goes directly as an update at seen on the lock screen of her clients.
Right. So these people see that she is giving them his kind of her way to get the word out. And so I'm going to be at the Wednesday market and we've got a load of persimmons, and because we have so many, or that's our featured produce for this week, the price is going to be this. And I think one other time when I was talking to her about it, she was actually doing some coupons as well.
She was,
using
yes.
the passes as an auxiliary. Okay.
Yeah, and she finds this a great way to showcase the produce that she has. Like you mentioned, she wants to get out other inventory, like the persimmons. And, you know, she finds that selling this way is also, it's fun and it's interesting for her. She really, she takes it to another level. But before we get into that, if you haven't listened to podcast 23, it's all about how mobile affects the shopper's journey. Kim and I discuss how someone decides they might like to purchase something, all the way through making the purchase and breaking it down, the steps where you can go from mobile marketing strategy and move your brand to a top of mind.
Okay.
But and so yes, back to seasonally. That's how she does it. She gets involved. She likes to talk to people. She's standing there all day selling her produce, and she wants to talk to people. She tells them about the pass. She has a signage by scales, by the scales, and by her cash register. And you know, she even has her mobile phone right on her, so she can distribute the pass from phone to phone, or they can just scan the QR code.
Now, the other thing that I had talked to her about in the past that I wasn't sure if she had decided to go ahead with was she uses Stripe for all of her credit card transactions, and she does that on her iPad. And you know, Stripe offers you the option of sending your customers a mobile receipt.
Yeah.
And when we had last talked about it, it's been several months back, she was going to add a line on her Stripe receipts that were emailed to her customers, the link to the pass, yep, so that if they didn't have it, or the link to the coupon or whatever. So it was going to be on their emailed receipt,
yep,
right then and there, you know, click here to add the coupon or click here for the updates or whatever, right from her Stripe receipt, almost as if it were an email broadcast that she was doing to an email list. So every time that's somebody right buys something, she's giving them the opportunity to add the pass and to be able to interact and get notified about, you know, what she's having, where she's going to be, so on and so forth. And what we had talked about was, rather than doing a direct link to the pass, she was putting a small section on her website, and you would click the link on your Stripe receipt. Yep. It would go to her website, and it would offer you the option of choosing which markets you wanted to get notifications for.
That's right.
And one thing that I thought was really clever, and I do, I think she's fantastically smart about all this, was, as she said, people that only see her at one market, maybe they see her at the Sunday market in Larkspur.
Right.
But maybe they actually work in San Francisco and they don't know that she's at the Thursday market at the Ferry Building.
Right.
But by sending them this link with the get something of value, get mobile updates, whatever, when it clicked through and she had the list of every place that she was, now all of a sudden, somebody who's working in San Francisco but familiar with her from Alameda or Larkspur or Santa Cruz or whatever would all of a sudden see, oh, wow, she's also at the Thursday market in San Francisco. So she was kind of looking at it as not just a way to send out discounts and offers, but also as like a general way to just let people know all of the various locations where she was going to be.
Right. She's sending reminders. She's, you know, this is building your reach offline. This is really the second point we're trying to make here for you today. This is what she's doing. She's involved and making these mobile passes work for her. And then she also does share features. She wants people to know that they've come and arrived at her farmer's market. So, you know, she's really great also because she is so friendly. She'll take photos with her customers that have bought, let's say, a persimmon, and she'll have a persimmon picture. I've seen it, you know, her and her, you know, someone buying it, and she puts that on Instagram and on Twitter.
Well, she was running that Instagram contest for a while, I thought, where yeah, it was like, take your picture at her stall, or yeah, take your picture at home, showing something that you had made with produce that you got from her, post it to Instagram, tag her on the Instagram.
That's right.
And then she was sending people via Instagram, like a little link to a pass download for a coupon or some other kind of thing like that. So she was doing like a complete integration between the social media and the location and the phone to really kind of try to involve people in as many ways as she could.
Yes, and she loves doing it. She's doing a great job of it. She's sharing the pass on social media. She's showing it on Twitter. She, like you said, she's running a great contest where she uses an additional pass with a mobile offer on it. Yeah, and she gets more out of it, and her ad spend stays the same. You know, she knows what she's spending per month. It's not going up. It's not going down. She knows what she's spending, and she puts that out every month.
Gotcha, right.
Yeah.
So on the share features, if I want to share a pass with somebody else, how can I do that?
Well, on the back of the mobile wallet pass, right there it says share pass. You tap it and that will take you to your social media profile.
So it's all the different options at that point. If you're using the iPhone and you hit the share, it gives you all the options you have enabled in your phone. So you could email it, you could iMessage it, you can text it, you could put it on Facebook. Oh, God, you know, that's another place I saw. I was looking at her Facebook page not too long ago, and she had a side section on her Facebook business page that also was links to download all of her different mobile updates for each one of the different markets where she is doing business. And one of the things I saw, it was actually pretty funny. I am assuming that this was one of her friends that has the, oh, I can't remember the name of the meat purveyor, but it's one of those upscale meat purveyors. You know, they do the lamb and the beef, the grass-fed beef. I think they had some goat, stuff like that. She actually had sent out an update on one of her passes doing some cross-promotion for another one of the people that was at, I think it was the Alameda Market. Maybe. I think that's the one that I have in my phone that I get the updates for. But yeah, I thought that was pretty nifty because she already has her base.
Yes.
She's got her other friends, you know, and it was, I think they were doing something where it was some sort of a recipe. And she was suggesting that you buy the meat from such and such, you buy the produce from her. And it was some kind of, it was like a braised lamb leg or something like that, and it was, you know, so part of it was her produce and the other part was these people's meat. So I thought that was a really super way. And you click the link on the back of the pass when you flip through the update, and it took you right to on her website. There was the recipe. She also had a post about it on her Facebook page, which was also a link back to her website. So she is kind of directing her own traffic. And like you say, I thought that was a really neat idea. And she's got so many sort of consumer-friendly, not necessarily, oh, come buy this, buy this, buy this, but just all these different ways. You know, like the contests, posting the pictures, doing the recipes. And she kind of uses the pass as like a central hub to, as we say, drive traffic to her content, which at the end of the day, if you show somebody a really great recipe for how to cook, you know, braised bok choy, and they want to do it, and you have all the ingredients at the market this week, well, now you've given somebody, oh, here's a solution to your dinner dilemma, and I have everything that you need, including the recipe. So it's one-stop shopping, kind of.
Right. And, you know, she does this all by herself. She's a one-man show.
One
woman show, excuse me. And she does a fabulous job, and she knows how to work the passes, and she's learned by trial and error. And we're here today to tell you that it does work, and she loves using them. So thank you, Lee, for letting us
letting us use you as a case study.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just super fantastic, all the different things that she thinks about and the ways, you know, she's one of our original customers. She's been with us for several years, and we love her because she does actually figure out how to do things that are very customer centric as opposed to simply saying, oh, I've got this on sale. She's just got so much more stuff going on. And as with any kind of ad campaign or marketing campaign, and we talked about this a lot in that podcast that you mentioned, 23, is the shopper's journey finding a path from the research stage to the actual buying stage. And the recipe, that's a great example of what am I going to have for dinner? Okay, Thursday night, I want to have braised bok choy with chicken thighs. Let's just say that because I cooked that not too long ago and it was actually pretty good. But here's all the things you need. Here's where you can get them all in one stop. You know, you hop over to Thursday Farmers Market at the Ferry Building. There she is. She's good to go. She's got all your produce. You know, she's telling you, go right over here. This guy's got exactly the package stuff for what you need to finish the meal. You're in, you're out, you're done. And it was kind of all just like handed to you right on your phone.
That's That's right. That's right. And not only is she driving sales for herself, it's for her friend, for her vendor.
Right, right. Customers are happy. Everybody's happy. So yeah. I think that's, she's just a great example.
So just to review, you know, how she's integrating. Yes. I love when I drop things. How she integrates her passes. Let's go over it again. She inspires offline engagement with mobile. She builds and reaches her audience offline. And she uses the share features on the back of the pass.
Awesome.
Great. So thanks everyone for listening today. And thank you again, Lee.
Yes, Lee, we totally appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. If you want more details, come look at our packages at mobilewalletmarketer.com.
Cool. Have a great week. See you next time.